As kids across the country head back to school for the year, the question of how to keep students safe is constant and ever-evolving, especially when it comes to mass shootings. For Guns in America, Lee Patterson went to an active shooter training at a school in northern Colorado, which focused on three actions: evacuate, barricade, and fight.
Standing on blue gym mats under bright fluorescent lights, a trainer and a student lean in, heads close.
Okay, so nice and low, athletic, like, you know, get your body weight into it. Slap, bear hug, straight down.
Now the student nods. Others watch from the bleachers and the gym floor.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
A man wearing knee and chest pads steps onto the mat. He's holding a fake orange gun. The student grabs him, takes him down. A bunch of other boys pile on top as the trainers, former SWAT team members, and other law enforcement officers give instructions. These high school students really do seem to be having fun, but they're preparing for a nightmare scenario, that there's an active shooter in the building. This particular exercise represents the fight part of evacuate, barricade, fight, the three steps that a company called TAC-1 is teaching at Pinnacle Charter School at its first ever active shooter training for students.
My name is Chad Miller. I'm Chief Executive Officer at Pinnacle Charter School.
Between training sessions, Miller and I talk in a classroom, sitting on small kid chairs. He says his thinking on preparedness has evolved over the years for a couple of reasons. First, there's community-level violence, stuff like guns, drugs, gangs. And 2 years ago, there was a mass shooting at a Walmart nearby. Three people died. And then,
after the STEM shooting, that really changed things. That changed the game.
A school shooting, multiple injuries, this time outside Denver. And
two students have been charged with opening fire at the STEM school in May, injuring eight and killing one, Kendrick Castillo, a student who tried to take down the shooter.
And there's some heroes in that situation. How many lives did they save by doing that?
Just days before the STEM shooting, a student at the University of North Carolina was also killed while trying to stop a gunman. So I asked Miller, given what happened at STEM, that the young man ultimately died rushing the shooter, why is fight a tactic he supports?
Hopefully the kids have options. Hopefully the kids can run away. Hopefully they can hide. Hopefully they can barricade. If they're in close proximity and they have no other options, here's what you're probably going to have to do, and here's how to do that.
TAC-1 has taught the evacuate, barricade, fight classes in four other schools in Wyoming and Arizona. But none of those students have then actually used those skills in an active shooter situation. And broadly, there's just not much data on how well these tactics actually work.
Is fighting the best thing to do?
In the gym, one of the trainers runs through the three options.
Is barricading the best thing to do? I want you to have choices. There's no one best thing to do.
After that fight training, I talked with two seniors, Brianna.
My name is Brianna Centeno.
And Giovanni.
This is Giovanni J. Medina Rico.
They both said they felt empowered with their new skills. Compared to other types of gun violence, mass shootings are rare, but for these two, the possibility of having to fight is absolutely real.
If it was, you know, life or death, then, you know, I'm the one who only knows and I'm the leader, it's definitely something that I think I would have to do morally. Like, I feel like since we are the oldest in the school, I should look out for those that are younger than me and like weaker than me.
In talking about the young man who died tackling the shooter at the STEM school,
it just makes me feel emotional knowing about that. It's kind of hard to say, but like, I would lay down my life if I had to protect my classmates. Because it just shows that I'm responsible in some way. It takes a lot of courage to and braveness to lay down your life just to protect someone, even if you have to go away.
After we talked, Brianna and Giovanni ate their lunches and then finished up their day of training. Now, it's back to regular high school stuff. Football, student council, and graduation at the end of the year. For Guns and America, I'm Lee Patterson.